one thing that does concern me though is they're talking about these conversations, but I don't think they have the right information some of the time. They really want to have good health and they want to push the message of health, but your information is wrong. It's just too much information out there for them. It's always somebody that's going to have different information than the next person because it's all online.
Hey there, I'm Siobhan Reed, your guide here on Future Health Now, where we're all about advocating for health equity and generational wellness starting today. If you're a public health professional, a parent, or a community leader concerned about the well-being of our next generation, then you are in the right place. I've been on a mission to bring in the voices of Gen Z to the conversation about our public health leaders and trying to communicate effectively with this group. My hope is that we can have more authentic conversations and invite Gen Z to be participants in the conversation versus us just pontificating or being experts, quote unquote, experts in the field that think we know everything about communicating with them. The reality is we all have something to learn. And so I invited my friends Kyrie and Khalil, who are twin brothers, as well as college roommates, and they have agreed to share their hearts. This is a fun conversation that sheds light on a very serious global concern in a very lighthearted way. And what we do is we jump in and they're even challenging me on traditional beliefs that I have and how we must evolve our perspectives with the times. The contrast between these two is so phenomenal. You're going to enjoy it. I hope you'll find this conversation thought-provoking as well as the approach to younger generations to help bridge that gap in awareness and intervention and positive behaviors earlier in life to positively impact future health. What do you wish people knew about the way you look at health and the health of your twin brother?
One thing I wish people would know about when you look at me or my brother about health, I mean, since we're smaller, I don't really put too much effort into like working out, but now that I'm outside of like high school and college and you're just going through the days, you don't have too much time to actually work out. You notice a little bit more about your body. Can't keep eating bad food. Even looking at both of us, looking at old like pictures of me in high school, I'm like, dang, I have some abs. They're gone now. Like, that's not a peak. But that's what I think. What about you, Khalil?
Yeah, just to piggyback off that as well. Yeah, I mean, like I said, we've both been in sports our whole life, usually. So health wasn't like a thing I focused on as much just because it was just a part of my daily life of going to practice every day after school. But as I get older, it's pretty much more of a focus now. Definitely recently within this last year, I'm like, yeah, I got to focus on this health, eat better, work out a lot more. Like stuff like that, change up my diet at least or something. I don't know.
Especially during COVID too, when everybody just stuck in the house, kind of like just start forgetting, get lazy. Now like stuff has opened up a little bit more, so now you're like, dang, I was totally different back before COVID. Like I was taking more care of myself, but we're gonna get back on it.
Okay, what is the first memory of thinking about your health?
I can't say the first one, but one I can remember right now off the top of my head is just playing sports. Like, when I get a little injury or a little boo-boo on my leg, I'm like, oh, that hurt. You know what I'm saying? And then as you come with just getting stronger, stuff like that, it really came from sports. That's probably the first time I really worried about my health with sports. But the one that really impacted me the most recently was COVID. I'm not going to lie about that. COVID's the one that. Like, yeah, that's the one that made me think about health more.
What about you? For me, I remember this clearly. My first, it was like my sixth grade. Whenever I started doing track, my first practice, I went to one track practice out of nowhere. My mom and dad said, yeah, you're going to track practice. Like, we signed you up for track next week. I was like, okay, cool. And I didn't think too much of it. I went to that practice. I ran around that track like twice, and I was like, oh my God. I'm so tired. Like, I don't know how y'all doing this. So that made me think of, like, health. I'm like, maybe I should really start running more because I ran like a mile and I'm like, I'm dead. Like, I think I'm done for the day. So that was like the first memory. So I hated it, but it made me think of like actually being healthy, like staying fit, like being fit enough to run a mile and not feel like you died for the whole day. So that was my first memory, track practice control, that first day.
What is one way that you feel public health communicators are trying to reach Gen Z that is just not working? And what can they really do better to try to get the message out to Gen Z so that it really resonates?
For Gen Z, one of the things like I think that doesn't work is when they make advertisement of like celebrities that you would probably know, but like no one actually care about them anymore. No offense, but like they're not the priority. They're not like a mainstream person. If they're trying to advertise to Gen Z with people that are kind of out of the times now, so it's like it seems a little bit corny. I would say, is somebody genuine that is actually pushing that message before? Like, because if they get like they get those certain celebrities, and it just seemed like you just said this message because they paid you for it. Pick somebody that actually was doing. Pushing this message before they brought to their attention. So like that background is already solidified. We can actually believe that. It doesn't seem corny. I don't think commercials or like the certain commercial they mean will stop smoking and stuff like that. I know people in my age group now is like cigarettes are nasty. Like all of that is nasty. But that came not really from them commercials. Like I don't even pay attention to commercials on TV, and I know a lot of people don't. So I feel like yeah, it's cool to do that, but it's other ways you could approach it. And like you said, it's just using certain famous icons to make that image is like, it's not resonating. Like, I don't really see what the point of using them for. I get it, like, oh, the fan base is going to listen, but I don't know. I don't think that's the way to do it or the most effective way. I'll say that. It probably helps, but the most effective way, I don't know. I don't think that's the way to do it.
We talked about, well, you mentioned smoking, but I know with Gen Z, their focus has been a little bit more on vaping. Can you recall any time where you've had some kind of intervention or message about how vaping may affect your health?
I just seen a commercial about that recently too, about vaping. It was something about, I can't remember the exact commercial. But I do remember, it's definitely a thing getting popped up more. But, like, if I'm being honest, I don't remember none of the facts or retain none of the information that they even said. Like, it's go, no offense. And, you know, I know they try, but it go in one ear and go out the other. So I can't tell you what they was really talking about. But I know it's getting pushed more recently. Like, that's one of the bigger things people are focusing on in health is people vaping. And at a young age, for real, which is crazy because I know a lot of people that does it at a real young age, like 13, 14, which is crazy to me.
How do most of your friends talk with one another about the choices that you make around your health? I mean, like, and how do you talk, you know, to older generations in the family about it? I know your mom said that she talks to you guys about a lot of different topics, especially as things that can affect your health. So what are some ways that you guys communicate with your peers about it?
It comes up, but it's not like the main point of a topic. It might be brought up, but some of my friends are still like, some of them are still playing sports, so they still work out. And they, you feel me? If we see they're working out, like, hey, you looking good. Like, your health looking good. Like, last time I was back home, one of my friends really started listening to play baseball. I'm like, bro, you got big. Like, you yoked up. But, like, actually the health of it, we might talk about it in the group chat, send a message. But, like, to my peers, I don't really know how it be brought up just naturally. It just has to, or, like, out of nowhere. They end up bringing up just, like, complimenting them. Or they're still my friends, so I might make a joke like, bro, you getting fat. And then, but I really just laugh it off. Or, like, we're actually talking like, bro, you good? Like, and you want to go, you can hit the gym. But, like, to my peers, it's different. They're my peers. They're, like, my friends. So, whatever. If we talk about health, it'll come up. If not, it don't. With older folks, they usually ask about the health a lot, you see me? Because they're going through health problems or they're telling you, like, make sure you keep your body. You can't be eating that type of food like that all day long. Stuff like that. It's different. They bring, with my older family, it's more of a topic than my peers. You got anything to say, little bro?
Yeah, no, I agree with all that. Just talking about health with my peers, it's not like a taboo thing. It's not like something like, oh, we're afraid to talk about it or not. It's just not, in all honesty, I'm young. Like, we all young. Like, that's not something that's on our mind to be talking about. Like, I'm not afraid to talk about it, or I don't feel like I'm not comfortable with talking about it. It's not, oh, you know what I'm saying? I just see it's okay to have it, but that's just not like something I talk about a lot, and we don't talk about it a lot. Kobe, we talk about. And I do say that COVID's been a bigger topic lately, so that's what, as much as it, but I don't know. Yeah. It's not something we talk about too much, but like, it's not something that's taboo and I can't talk about it. It's just not my biggest concern. And one of my older family members, it's definitely, like you said, it's definitely something that's getting brought up a lot more compared to my generation or like my peers at my age, just because they're older now. They, you know, they see the effects of how their health is different from what it used to be. So it's definitely more something that's talked about. All it is really a conversation. Or with my mom, if it was my mom, you know, she'll ask me, like, or she'll tell me, like, hey, you got to go to the doctor soon. Like, you got to check up, or you got to go to the dentist or something like that. So, like, I mean, that, and, you know, talking about that, it comes with, oh, well, how did your dentist appointment go? So that's like me talking about my health and my appearance. But other than that, it's just a simple conversation.
I will say one thing. You brought up COVID, and with my peers, COVID did push a little more health-wise. Because whenever, if I'm hanging out with them, they'll let me know beforehand. Like, I have older people in my household, and my pops is more likely to get COVID. I don't want them to get COVID. So, like, let's keep health-wise. Like, let's wear a mask. Keep our health intact. Go get, if you come over to my house and we have a large party, go try to get tested beforehand. I mean, so COVID brings in a little more healthily, like, brings in the conversation of health, and we can branch off to that and be like, oh, how you doing? Like, Jimmy, I heard you got injured. How you feel about that? Or you still working out? But that COVID did bring in a lot of change for my friend group with health. So that's a good point.
If you had the opportunity to ask just one question to a leading public health expert that is responsible for promoting health for Gen Z, what would you ask them and why?
I would ask them, how many people do you know in Gen Z? How well do you know them? Because sometimes I see some of these advertisements, I'm like, there's no way you're trying to reach my crowd of people, because this don't seem like you made it for us, or it's tailored to us, because I don't feel like you understand how to reach Gen Z, or, you know, relate or market to them. That's what I want to know. Like, how many do you really know? Like, how much do you really know about Gen Z on a personal level to be making these advertisements? Yeah, that's my question for sure.
It's a good one. What gives you the most hope for the future health of Gen Z? What gives you the most concern?
I can answer this question. The most hope I got for Gen Z is they're actually listening to, like, what older people are saying. Gen Z is having good conversations throughout each other. Like, they bring out topics that I don't think my mom's generation or my older brother's generation was having in high school. Like, they're having conversation about this health problems. They're having conversation about politics. Like, I know people that was in high school actually knowing all about politics, and that was like, it was nice to see my peers and people my age group actually being aware of the times and being aware of information that's going in and out and actually caring about it. One thing that does concern me though is, like, off the other side of that coin is they're talking about these conversations, but I don't think they have the right information some of the time. If they talk about health, they might really be, they really want to have good health and they want to push the message of health, but your information is wrong. It's just too much information out there for them to where, like, it's too diluted. Like, you don't, it's always somebody that's going to have different information than the next person because it's all online. So they're talking about the conversation, but not really going nowhere. If that makes sense.
I would probably get the same answer, too. Because I was going to say my biggest hope or my the thing that makes me the happiest about this generation is conversations. Like, more conversations out here. I'm telling you, like, I look at my older generation of friends and family, and the way they interact with each other on certain topics is way different than us. Like, I know a lot of people my age have these conversations of health, of and with all health, from mental health to physical health to spiritual, whatever you want to call it, all of those is like conversation that's happening more frequently. And it's not just between peers, but it's more on like, it also on a mainstream level, in the sense of influencers are having conversations like this. You know, they speaking up on, you know, topics like that, which I'm young enough that say, I don't know too much about the generation before me, but I don't remember people doing this. And then in that same breath, I gotta agree with you on this too. Like, it's beautiful they're having this conversation, but it's the information at times that, you know, social media, bruh, if somebody just posts and they get 14,000 likes, the information could be wrong, but 14,000 people already believe that now, because that's just, you know, if 14,000 people think it's true, well, you know, it's more on the fact that a lot of people want to have these conversations, but don't do that due diligence to do the research, to put in the work, to know the information that they want to speak on and push. So that's definitely a big thing. And that just comes with the internet, though. But that makes me nervous because people don't do their research, but they want to talk, which is good, but you can't talk about nothing. And it's just running in circles at that point.
I'm curious to know, where do you actually get your health information from? Do you, you know, seek it out at the doctors? Do you go online? Is there a favorite website you go to? Like, how do you guys stay informed about health information?
I'm gonna be honest. Oh, honestly, my mom and my grandmother, promises, they tell me everything I need to know. And also, like, did sports med back in the day, so I know where to go. I did sports medicine for like 4 years in high school. So I know enough information to be like, I can call out and be like, okay, I know this website, this is trustworthy, or this source is trustworthy because I did that in high school. But on a day-to-day, it's definitely my family members, mom, grandma. That's my day-to-day information on health for sure.
For me, my mom and grandma are talking both of this, so I can get it from there, but that's one piece of information. But day to day, it would be from the internet. So after all I was saying that, I'm a hypocrite because I still get my information from the internet, from Twitter or something like that. But I actually read the articles if I'm actually curious. So if I know like this is wrong, I'm gonna switch to the next article. I'm gonna look at multiple articles and see which one is actually correct, who's actually quoting this, who's a credible source. So I get it from the internet still, and my mom. I do watch other podcasts and stuff like that, so I get it some from there, some information from actual people that are speaking on the topic that actually probably are well versed in that environment. For that, yeah. But mom and grandma, they're texting me on the daily to give me an update on anything. So that's all I need to read, really.
Yeah, they hit you with that call. You heard about so and so.
My mom's gonna send me 5 texts about it, so I'm gonna just read and like, all right, that's my news for today.
Okay, cool. Well, is there any question that you wish that I had asked that I didn't ask that you'd like to share, or anything on your heart related to health that you'd like to share?
If I got a question, but that's like a whole nother topic. My topic is still about health, but it's more like marijuana, because we talked about it a little bit, but I never got your point of view, and I don't know how you feel, because it's getting legalized, so a lot of places. So I want to know, like, how you feel about that. Marijuana is kind of the same as vaping, so it's like the other side of it.
Well, yeah, so I grew up in the age where marijuana was definitely taboo. You do not do that, and it's all the way wrong, no matter how you look at it, right? I've never tried it. Just quite interesting because I don't know a lot of people who have not tried it. I do know that my mom did smoke some marijuana at some point, and she was never like, we never really talked about it.
But my grandmother made a big deal about it. And so I just knew it was something that I didn't need to be doing. I never like just had a desire to get into it. It's something that I definitely didn't want for my girls. And I will probably roll my eyes at them if they were like trying to come around me with it. But as I've been talking with like some of my mentees and other Gen Zers and some of my millennial friends, I realized that you guys have a different outlook on it because there are actual studies that, you know, indicate that it is actually good for your health, right? And so I have to revamp the way I kind of look at it and think about it. I would say for recreational, just everyday use, I still believe that it just kind of degenerates your brain cells because that's just what I've, you know, been taught all of my life. But if I, you know, if it's definitely going to help someone, I think it, you know, I'm okay with it. But then I start to think about all the things in, you know, history. Like we've had a lot of Black men going to jail for the use of marijuana. And I mean, it's a very touchy subject, and I respect both ends of the spectrum. It's not something that I'd like to start doing though, for sure. And I don't think that I would like the idea of being high. Oh, so yeah. But I'm not a avid supporter, but I'm not totally against it, I guess, if you will, but I definitely wouldn't want to see Lauren in London riding around with weed or Kush or whatever you call it. What's the proper term now for Gen Z?
A lot of things. Weed is still good enough.
Yeah, weed is still good. You're not gonna look weird if you say weed.
If you say like marijuana,
yeah, marijuana. That Mary J, like, no, we're not saying that. No,
okay.
I don't smoke, but I don't know too many people my age are against. I'm gonna be honest, I don't know nobody my age that is against weed. They don't smoke it a lot. You know, I know a lot of people that don't smoke, but they're not gonna be on the side of don't legalize it. It's not good for you. So that's just funny because I know my mom was the same way and my grandma, all the people older than me have that same look on, like, it's negative. And then just to see my generation is like hardly see anybody think of it as negative. It's just funny how it's such a switch, and a couple years you can just see a huge switch on their viewpoint on that, which is just funny to me, interesting.
Yes, for sure. So thank you guys so much for being a part of just this open dialogue on, you know, Gen Z and your perspectives. I think it's definitely going to be very helpful as the community gets to understand you a little bit more and get to know how you think and process information regarding your health. So it's definitely going to help, you know, to make things a lot better. And I just want to encourage you to just continue to think about your future health now, because I do believe everything you do today will impact your future health tomorrow. So.
Thank you. I believe that too. So I'm on it now. Thanks for having us.
Okay. Well, you guys have a wonderful evening and a good rest of the week. And I will definitely be in touch.
Thank you. Bye-bye, y'all.
That's a wrap to another edition of Future Health Now. We're incredibly grateful for the opportunity to serve you with this content and want to stay connected. The best way to do this is to sign up for our monthly newsletter at futurehealthnow.com. While you're there, we want to hear your feedback and make sure you feel this community is a resource that helps you feel best equipped for the public health education journey, one that you'll be proud to be a part of, and share the content with others so we can empower the healthiest, well-informed human population in history. If you haven't already rated the show on Apple or wherever you listen to your podcast, please simply tap the number of stars you feel this show deserves. This helps to get this content in front of more people and, again, gauge how we can continually add more value to this community. This podcast wouldn't be possible without the help from our executive producer and production team at Chat with Leaders Media. If you're looking to launch your very own podcast in the industry you serve, go to chatwithleaders.com. Now go enjoy a healthy, encouraging, and joy-filled day.